This is the military service record of Carol Burton Chase, born on April 14, 1896, in Canton, Connecticut, in Hartford County. Father's name, G. Burton Case, born in the USA. Mother's maiden name, Ida G. Webster, born in the USA. Are you colored, white, Indian, or Mongolian? White. Citizen? Yes. Voter? No. Church? Protestant. Married? Single. Fraternal orders. Alpha Tau Kappa at Trinity College. Previous military experience? None. Occupation before entry into the service? College student. Employer? None indicated. Residence before entry into service? 23 Harvard Street, Hartford, Connecticut, in Hartford County. War record. Inducted into service or enlisted on July 16, 1917, in Hartford, Connecticut, as a private, in the infantry section of the National Guard of Connecticut. Identification number 65795. Assigned originally to Company K, 1st Connecticut Infantry Regiment, Division of the National Guard. Trained or stationed before going to Europe at Goodwin Corps in Hartford, Connecticut, from July 16, 1917 to July 23, 1917, and at Camp Yale in New Haven, Connecticut, from July 23, 1917 to September 15, 1917. Transferred to Company K, 102nd Regiment, 26th Division, on August 25, 1917. Promoted to the rank of private, first class, on September 25, 1917. From the rank of private first class to the rank of corporal on November 1, 1918. And from the rank of corporal to the rank of sergeant on April 19, 1919. Embarked from Montreal on the ship SS Canada on September 16, 1917, and arrived at Port Liverpool, England on October 2, 1917. Proceeded from Liverpool, England to Southampton, England on October 2, 1917. From Southampton, England to Le Havre, France on October 5, 1917. Trained or stationed abroad in Certelieu, Vosges, training area, France, from October 7, 1917 to February 6, 1918. From February 1918 until the signing of the armistice. First went into action on February 8, 1918 in Chemin des Dames, France. Participated in the following engagements: Chepres, Second Battle of the Marne, Saint-Mihiel Offensive, Marcheville, Meuse-Argonne Offensive. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services. Gives circumstantial accounts of exploits, including dates and places where performed. Also, by whom and in what manner the honors were bestowed. None indicated. Killed in action, killed by action, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner. Gassed slightly in Chepres on April 20, 1918. Under medical care, never admitted to any hospital. Permanently disabled, none indicated. Arrived in Boston on the ship USS Agamemnon on April 8, 1919. From Brest, France. Discharged at Camp Devens, Massachusetts on April 29, 1919 as a sergeant. Returned to civilian life. Occupation, none indicated. If a change of occupation was occasioned by reason of disability acquired in the service, describe the process or re-education and readjustment, and indicate the agencies or individuals chiefly instrumental in furnishing the new occupation. None indicated. Survey questions, none answered. Additional confirmation, Comments below were submitted on a one-page handwritten letter. I was continually at the front with my organization, with the exception of a couple of weeks after the Second Battle of the Marne, during the month of August 1918, when we had a rest at Bissey-la-Côte, Côte d'Or, in the Châtillon area. From the time of the signing of the armistice, we were at the Verdun front. Till our departure for America, we were stationed 2 months at Mandre, Haute-Marne, and 2 months in the Le Mans embarkation area at Saint-Biez-en-Berlin, Sartre. Was held about 3 days at Brest before embarking for USA. Photograph, enclosed photograph in uniform following his discharge from service, signed Sergeant Carol B. Bass, Company K, 102nd Infantry, on May 1st, 1919, taken after discharge from service.